How many times do you often forget to put the garbage out? Is it even your turn? Is it your day? What about the long weekend? If you've ever found yourself struggling to remember these sorts of things, the city of Dawson Creek says, well, they've got an app you might be interested in. Julie Rogers is executive assistant with the city of Dawson Creek, and she's with me on the line this morning. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
So why did Dawson Creek decide it needs an app to take care of this?
Well, actually, I think one of our city councilors heard that another city had one and thought it sounded pretty cool, and asked me to look into, you know, if Dawson Creek had an app, what would it do and how much would it cost? And so we did a little bit of research and discovered that it's more than we thought it was. We thought, you know, it would be kind of cool to get a reminder on garbage day. And especially if we ever go to curbside recycling or composting as well, sometimes those are on different days and it can get confusing for people. So wouldn't it be great if we were ahead of the ball? But with this app, we can do more than that. We can also send out other reminders to people, and they can also use the app to find out where they can take their recycling. So it's turning out to be more than just a waste app.
Because I was kind of thinking about that on the surface, reminding people when to take the garbage out. It seems like a reminder on your smartphone could be set up for just that sort of purpose. But this does, or this particular app goes a little bit further than that to do other municipal business.
It does. I mean, we're going to be very cautious with it because we don't want people who downloaded the app specifically because they actually just want a garbage day reminder, or they've downloaded it onto their children's phone so that their children get the garbage day reminder. But we can also remind them of other important things. For example, what's loaded on there right now is that their polling place has changed from last year. So don't forget to vote November 15th and your voting place is the Calvin Crook Center. So we can send out important little reminders that people actually might want to know, not just, you know, any old message for the sake of it. And they can look up, so say, you know, at the end of Halloween, you've got some used fireworks and you want to know how to dispose of them, or you've got some that didn't go off and you want to know how to dispose of them. You can look in your app and it will tell you how to get rid of those things. It'll tell you how to get rid of your Christmas tree and anything else that you can think of. It's probably in there. And if it isn't, you can go to the app and say, well, I was looking to, you know, how to dispose of my kitchen stove and it wasn't there. Could you please add it to the app? And I'll find out what you do with your kitchen stove and we'll add it to the app.
I was just going to ask how much uptake have you taken, or how, I guess in the case of an app, how many downloads have you had of the app so far?
With the app, we've had, as of Friday, and it's only been out for a week, I think we were at 114 when I left the office on Friday. But we also have, what came with the app is called a waste widget and a garbage day reminder on the website. So we also have a number of people who have gone to the website to sign up for the same service. However, they're receiving their reminders either by text or by phone call or by email or by Twitter.
So it's kind of an all-encompassing thing. Even if you don't necessarily have an Apple phone or an Android phone, you can get these reminders in other ways.
Absolutely. But with the advantage of the app over the website widget is that the app also has a little function called Report a Problem that is proving to be really popular right now in Dawson Creek. You can go to Report a Problem. If you say you're a passenger in a vehicle and you go through a four-way stop, stop sign has fallen down, right then and there you can go to Report a Problem and say stop sign is down, activate the location function, and someone at City Hall will get an email the next morning that says stop sign is down with a map of where that is. Or, you know, if you're picking up your child from hockey and there's a light out in the arena rink, report a problem and let us know. Because those kinds of things, you know, we don't have people patrolling the streets. Mm-hmm. So if residents are going to notice things, and if they can just go to their app and report it, it's easy peasy done. And we get on it immediately.
How timely are these emails that come out to warn you of one thing or another?
Once they do the report a problem in their app, I usually receive the email within an hour or sometimes within 5 minutes. The downside is I'm not at work 24 hours a day. So if they report a problem in the middle of the night, I will get it first thing in the morning and send it off to the appropriate department to deal with it. We've had a number of people who have downloaded the app who are quite excited by that function and immediately went to that and reported all of the problems they mm-hmm. can think about. And I can tell you that all of them have been addressed within 24 hours. And that's not, we're doing awesome right now, but we could be bombarded and fall a little behind later. But our goal is to respond within 24 hours whenever possible.
And what about in terms of, popularizing this app, getting the word out that it exists? Obviously, this is one way here on the radio, but how do you get the other thousands of smartphones that must exist in your town to download this app?
Using traditional methods, we took out ads in the newspaper. I have it up on our road sign. I tweeted it multiple times. It's been on Facebook quite a number of times. And people are starting to talk about it, I think, because they, especially the report a problem part, they like that. Being able to look things up, we don't have curbside recycling. So to be able to look up, what do I do with X and know where to take it in town, That's pretty awesome. So people are talking about it. And I think that's the word of mouth is going to be what's going to make it a success.
As this thing is relatively new to northern communities, specifically your northern community, as it starts to gain some traction with citizens, how much do you expect to hear from other communities who will want to copy this app and modify it for their communities?
I expect that they will, because it's relatively inexpensive and it's another method of communication. I mean, it's not replacing what you're already doing, but to have another tool, I mean, isn't that what every municipality, isn't that what they're always looking for? More citizen engagement, more feedback. This is another tool, and it's a good one. Hmm. So I expect everybody's gonna want one. It's the company that designed our app is the same one that did it for Surrey and Vancouver and Port Moody and a number of other communities in BC. So we're not exactly cutting edge. We kind of copied what they did.
Well, at least you're first at the table
in
northern
north,
BC.
But in the north, it's a little new.
Julie, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate you taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All the best. That's Julie Rogers, and she's with the city of Dawson Creek. And Dawson Creek now has their very own app to take care of recycling day and or garbage day, I should say, in the city, and letting folks know where to take the recycling. If you have some questions that you have for your city, you can address it through the app as well. It's available for iPhone or Android smartphones, and you can get them through the individual app stores for either device. And what do you think? Is it something that would be a benefit in your community, reminding you when garbage day or recycling day is, or for finding out where your voting station is on municipal elections? You can let us know what you think, and you can get on your smartphone, and you can tweet us a response to that at our Twitter account, that's at Daybreak North, and you can also get in touch with us via Facebook. It's also Daybreak North. And if you've got a story in your community that you'd like to share as well, something that perhaps we don't know about that you think we should be talking about, then you can get in touch with us as well and email us the information, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. That's daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.